You have now completed the Born to Serve study program. It is important to revisit your relationship to service. In other words, what would help you compare where you are now to where you were at the beginning of the study program? First, it is important to recall the content of all that we explored in the study program. The worksheet, Revisiting My Relationship to Service, in Lesson 12, lists the teachings. Let me read them. Michelangelo metaphor of service as the masterpiece of the soul. Nature of the soul and service. Personal history, attitudes, and motivations about service. Natural laws of service. Individual and collective evolutionary shifts of consciousness necessary to change the societal view of service for the 21st century. Dimensions of service defined by the world's religions: duty, charity, purification, devotion. Prevalent shadow motivations for service. Methods of working with the shadow of service to unveil the soul. Universal tributes and tenets as a roadmap to actualizing the unity of personal healing and service. Gifts and challenges of 7 evolutionary stages of service. Awakening to serve, work ethic, missionary attitude, wounded healer, healing the healer, selfless action, and beyond the physical. It is also important to reflect on the self-inquiry questions on the My Relationship to Service worksheet in Lesson 2 and on the Identifying My Shadow of Service worksheet in Lesson 6. Compare your current responses to those you originally made. Note if you have made any shifts. Let me make some suggestions for keeping this material alive in your life and in your service. To keep the material from Born to Serve alive, I strongly encourage continuing the shadow work outlined in the study guide, beginning on page 241. Actually, on this page, I have offered several ideas about how to continue working with the stages and the shadow of service. For example, I suggest continual work with removing the obstacles to the awareness of true service by repeatedly working with the exercises for resolving shadow and misapplication tendencies that affect service. Exercises in the study guide that I particularly recommend for ongoing use are the centering and witnessing practices on pages 246 to 248, exercises for exploring emotional reactions on page 251, and exercise number 5 on pages 255 to 256. I also recommend making a long-term commitment to the study of the universal tributes and their tenets. Enroll in our website's Tribute Tenet of the Week. Read the tribute in the morning and again in the evening. Recall the tribute several times during the day. After the evening reading, contemplate any insights that have arisen during the day and write them in a journal. Journaling will help you observe the process and progress of your awareness of service. Remember, service is life. It is happening all the time, every second of your day. You may want to keep a log of your insights, adding various drawings, affirmations, sayings, or pictures that reinforce applying what you are learning about service. Joining with a study partner can be useful and supportive. Partners can share and discuss their responses to various inquiry questions on the worksheets. You may consider starting over and redoing the course on your own, or sign up for the course again. Let me give you a brief preview of other Trilogy study programs that are offered on the Clarion Way website. The next Soul and Service Trilogy study program focuses on the second book of the trilogy, The Awakened Leader, Leadership as a Classroom of the Soul, and portions of the Clarion Call, Leadership and Group Life in the Aquarian Era. The Awakened Leader explores the evolutionary stages of the soul of leaders and groups, including organizations. Study and application of the teachings is emphasized. The third book of the Soul and Service Trilogy is A Clarion Call, A Call to Life and A Call to Action. We are called to address the unique values and needs in today's challenging world, to make a choice at the midpoint between the Piscean and Aquarian eras, to choose between the old and the new, between what was and what will be, between faith and knowing, and between religiosity and spirituality. We are called to practice cooperation and to live as one global family. As leaders in groups, we are called to manifest the Aquarian values of partnership and consciousness as we enter the doorway of the Aquarian era's fifth dimension. Topics included in The Awakened Leader are Leadership is Destiny, Soul Development and Soul Lessons of Leaders, Boundaries and Integrity, Founder Syndrome, Dangers and Beneficent Protection, and the Feminine Face of Leadership. Topics covered in the Clarion Call include Piscean and Aquarian traits and shadow tendencies, challenges of the Piscean-Aquarian transition, also referred to as the challenges moving from the third and fourth dimensions into the fifth, soul-inspired leadership and group life, guiding principles for Aquarian leadership and group life, and practices for living an Aquarian way in leadership and group life. In closing, I would like to share the exquisite beauty of living life as service by reading the poem from Born to Serve that is on the very last page of the study program, The Essence of Service. Service is life itself. It is the giving and receiving in every encounter. Whether that encounter is with other people, animals, a cause, the material world, or oneself. Service is an equal partnership joined in a common purpose, where choices are expanded, not contracted. The goal of all service is simply to bring out what is already there, to unveil the soul, to support the emergence of each other's highest potential into a joint masterpiece. Ultimately, the quality of our inner state determines the quality of our service.